Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist on Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. Every time the tobacco industry loses again in court or faces congressional questioning, the usual pundits weigh in on what effect it will or will not have on corporate profits. But no one has considered its potential impact upon the life of one of the world's most recognizable icons. Until now. The Camel. Once a camel called its agent in a panic. It had just watched on the 11 o'clock news in a crowded bar the latest hearings into the tobacco companies.
"Heard what the big shots are saying now?" the camel blurted into its cell phone.
"Oh, let me guess," the agent replied. "There are things worse than lung cancer."
"Not at all. They're saying there's no such thing as a safe cigarette."
"So what?"
"They practically admitted tobacco kills. That's what. There go all those grand I'm making endorsements and movie appearances. Hasta la vista, baby."
"Relax and take a deep breath. I saw this whole thing coming."
"You did?"
the camel asked, eyeing a leggy model who just strolled into the bar.
"That's my job, remember? Yours is just to stand there in front of the cameras with that look of the cool life written all over you."
"So, this thing's no biggie then?"
The camel picked up its drink and smokes and started to sidle along the bar to where the model now sat.
"Nothing we can't handle. Though there'll have to be a few adjustments, I'm afraid."
"You come here often, babe?"
"What?"
the agent asked.
"Sorry, a few adjustments, you said? Can I buy you a drink?"
"Who are you talking to?"
"Just the most fabulous thing I've ever laid eyes on,"
the camel said, while winking at the fabulous thing.
"Wonderful. Well, corporate wants a change in image," the agent continued. "The old devil-may-care indifference to cancer and emphysema and heart disease and all that no longer sells, they say. The new campaign will feature up-tempo jingles and lots of jogging instead."
"How do you jog with a fag in your mouth and still look cool, I'd like to know?"
"That's just it. They don't want any cigarettes at all in the picture. They're even planning to change the logo."
"They can't just cut me off like this,"
the camel exclaimed.
"With my single product identification, I'll never get work again."
"Not to worry. They want you to appear a little more life-affirming is all. Maybe wear a fuzzy rabbit suit or something non-threatening to the young and the young at heart."
"A rabbit suit?"
"They say the computer animation guys can pull it off without your even being there."
"That's the future for me?"
"There's always the developing world, of course. The old campaigns are being cranked up all over the place, so we're still talking years of big bucks if you go that way."
"Sounds better than a fuzzy rabbit suit."
"Okay, I'll let them know and get back to you with their answer,"
Go for it,
the camel said, clicking shut its cell phone with a flourish and turning again to the fabulous thing at the bar.
Recognize me, doll?
More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page on the website.